Living Emuna, number 23, Why Worry? If we truly knew the extent of Hashem's Hashkacha, His complete involvement and providence over us, how He cares for us and looks after us, we would have much fewer worries and we would live far calmer, more relaxed lives. When Hashem instructed Abraham to grant his wife Sarah's request and send away Hagar and Ishmael, Hashem promised that He would care for Ishmael and that Ishmael would beget a large, powerful nation. Soon after this, as Hagar and Ishmael are wandering through the desert, Ishmael dehydrates and becomes gravely ill. He's so close to death that his mother moves away, unable to look upon his suffering. As we read this episode, we know that everything will turn out fine. We know of Hashem's promise to Abraham that Ishmael would survive, marry, and have children. And thus, we know there was no reason to fear. Similarly, we can all look back upon many instances in our own lives where we faced problems that seemed intractable, difficult situations regarding which we had no idea how they could ever be overcome. But when we look now in retrospect and we see how things unfolded, we ask ourselves, what was the big deal? Why were we so worried? Why did this get us so uptight? Many people face financial difficulties. They are worried, distraught, anxious, and unable to concentrate and focus on what they're doing. The anxiety causes tension in the home and disrupts shalom bias, the peace of the household. The proper advice for a person in this situation comes from a pasuk, a verse in Mishle by King Solomon. V'takom bo'od laila v'titen teref levesa. Literally, this verse gives praise to the devoted wife and mother who rises while it's still night and prepares food for her household, who wakes up early in the morning when it's still dark to care for her family. There is, however, an additional meaning of this verse. V'takom bo'od laila. If one is capable of arising, of lifting himself out of anxiety and depression, bo'od laila, whilst it's still dark, before he sees the light of salvation, when no solution to his problems has begun to appear on the horizon, then v'titen teref levita. Hashem will ensure that he has what he needs for himself and his family. If one girds himself with faith, even when things appear dark, and he says, I'm doing what I can, and I trust that you, Hashem, are caring for me, and therefore I'm not worried, I will stay calm, and continue praying and making an effort, then he will see that Hashem's providence and care, and all his needs, will be provided.